How to draw a picture. 3. Stay hungry. It worked for Michelangelo, it worked for Picasso, and it works for 100,000 artists who do it not for love, although that may play a part, but in order to put food on the table. If you want to translate the world, you need to use your appetites. Does this surprise you? It shouldn't. There's nothing as human as hunger. There's no creation without talent, I give you that, but talent is cheap. Talent goes begging. Hunger is the piston of art. That little girl I was telling you about? She found hers and used it. She thinks, no more bed all day now. I go daddy room. Daddy study. Sometimes I say study, sometimes I say Groody. It has a nice big window. They sit me in the char. I can see down up. Birds are nice, too nice for me, so it makes me sad. Some clouds have wings, some have blue eyes. Every sunset I cry from sad. Hurts to see. Hurts the down up in me. I could never say what I see, and that makes me sad. She thinks, sad. That word is sad. Sat is for how you feel in the char. She thinks, if I could stop the hurt, if I could get it out like wee-wee. I cry and beg, beg, beg to say what I mean. Nan can't help. When I say color, she touch her face and smile and say, always was, always will be. Big girls don't help either. I'm so mad at them. Why don't you listen, you big meanies? Then one day the twins come, Tessie and Lolo. They talk special to each other, listen special to me. They don't understand me at first, but then Tessie bring me paper, Lolo bring me pencil, and I pencil out my mouth, and it makes them clap and lap their hands. She thinks, I can almost say the name of pencil. She thinks, I can make the world on paper. I can draw what the words mean. I see tree, I make tree. I see bird, I make bird. It's good, like water from a glass. This is a little girl with a bandage wound around her head, wearing a little pink house coat and sitting beside the window in her father's study. Her doll, Noveen, lies on the floor beside her. She has a board, and on the board is a piece of paper. She has just succeeded in drawing a claw that actually does bear a resemblance to the dead loblolly pine outside the window. She thinks, I will have more paper, please. She thinks, I am Elizabeth. It must have been like being given back your tongue after you thought it had been stilled forever. And more, better. It was a gift of herself, of Elizabeth. Even from those incredibly brave first drawings, she must have understood what was happening and wanted more. Her gift was hungry. The best gifts, and the worst, always are.